Recording this on Tuesday afternoon, October 10th, this is the newest episode of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Ping Chasers allows this podcast to be free for all of you, and it's Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling food and fun. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Keep an ear out to Drew Garabo on Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone for the next Bone Bowling Night. To make it even easier to have fun at Pin Chasers, download the Pin Chasers Extra app. To make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase, you get 10% back every time you visit. For more information, go to pinchasers.net to start having fun. Brandon Legal Group also makes sure these podcasts are free for you. They are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. And they would like me to remind you, adult males who may be divorced and may have been paying permanent alimony for a while, that as of July 1st, 2023, in the state of Florida, signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, there is no more permanent alimony. So men, if you have been paying permanent alimony, you might want to pick up the phone and call Brandon Legal Group at 813-902-3576. For a free consultation, because Brandon Legal Group can get you in front of a judge to stop paying permanent alimony, or go to brandonlegalgroup.com. I thank Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group for their prize contributions to the very successful sold-out Todd Wright Tour 43 golf tournament that I hosted over the weekend at West Chase Golf Club, my home course and one of my favorite places to host golf tournaments. They've pretty much hosted a tournament annually now since at least 2017. The tour started in October of 2015. We have lost count at this point, or I'm just too lazy to go back and look at who's hosted what for all previous 43 events. But thanks to Jared Atkinson, Daryl Spelich, and West Chase Golf Club for all they do for me. Remember, that's a public golf course. They have no members. They do sell season passes, annual passes, kind of like a theme park. But they are a public golf course in Tampa. My players found the course in very good shape. We had a number of new players. And an announcement is coming soon on the Todd Wright Tour 44 XLIV Golf Tournament and Holiday Spectacular for December. Stay tuned for that. If you'd like golf information, email me at right.todd@yahoo.com. If you have any podcast comments, please email them to me at right.todd@yahoo.com. I am on social media, on Twitter, X, and Instagram, at toddwright2121. No, I ain't got no threads. No, ain't gonna give you mine. How's that? Close enough? I was actually talking about TLC and Salt and Pepper on the golf course yesterday with Leanne and Drew Garabo. So there you go. Doesn't get much worse than that for me. Facebook, we can be friends as long as you don't ask me to like additional pages. I've been seeing more of that recently. It's not that people are listening. It's just a coincidence. But we can be friends. I will never ask you to like an additional page. So as long as you don't ask me to like an additional page, we're fine. If you do ask me to like an additional page, I will unfollow you, which you won't know about, or I will unfriend you, which kind of defeats the purpose of us being friends in the first place. So the weekend for me was great. I mean, weather was very good. Tournament was good. A lot of happy people at my golf event. Good things happening in my life. I'm an optimistic person. I live a wonderful life, thanks mainly to the wonderful grandparents who raised me as their legal guardians and putting me in a great position to be successful personally and professionally. My football team stunk over the weekend and were pretty much the poster child for attacks Saturday night, Sunday night, into Monday, and into the beginning of this week. Well, that's sports. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. That's from another movie. So most of you who listen to my podcast know my teams are the Canes, that's my alma mater, and the Cowboys. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan. Many of you know why, and also season ticket holder, even though I never lived in Dallas, Texas. 6 years of season tickets at the old Texas Stadium, six straight Thanksgiving Day games, a ton of fun. Former Cane season ticket holder, obviously went to games as a student, was the sports director of the student radio station, broadcasting football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and baseball on WVUM 90.5 FM, how I sort of got my start in actual tangible broadcasting at the University of Miami. Canes won five national titles in my lifetime. I've enjoyed every one of those, with some connection to each. Two while I was a student. I've seen them win three titles in person, including the most recent one in the Rose Bowl game over Nebraska. Cowboys have won five Super Bowls in my lifetime. I watched from afar as a kid as they won the first two. And then I watched in person the third one, also at the Rose Bowl. Yeah, I can't really, right? I can't go to another event at the Rose Bowl. I think I've brought this up. My three experiences at the Rose Bowl have been the following. I've seen my alma mater win a national title up 34-0 at half. I've seen my favorite NFL team win a Super Bowl there, the last Super Bowl ever played at the Rose Bowl, blowing out the Buffalo Bills, the start of the run of three titles in 4 years for Jerry, Jimmy for the first two, Troy, Emmett, Michael, and the list goes on. And I was at one of the greatest college football championship games in the 21st century when Vince Young and Texas upset Reggie Bush and USC at the Rose Bowl. I love the Rose Bowl. I love everything about the experience, and I don't like California stuff. I can't go back, can I? There's no chance a fourth experience at the Rose Bowl of anything can fit what I've already done in three events at the Rose Bowl. Just can't. Trust me, I'd love to go. Maybe I just go play the little golf course around the Rose Bowl. No event, just walk around. Pasadena is wonderful. Enjoy the nice weather, surrounding neighborhood. Go have lunch somewhere, that's it. But not an event. But it is a very special setting. But yeah, I can't go back there. So bringing that up, how my alma mater's won five titles, my favorite NFL teams won five titles. Both are a while ago. I have no expectations annually of either of my football teams winning a sixth title. I have said here, I have said personally, before I leave this life, I'd like to see one of them win one more. That's all. It's a modest request. I don't know if it'll happen. I have no control over it. It'd be fun to enjoy one more run. But I don't know if it's going to happen. And I go into every year with no expectation that it will. So when the Canes lose the way they lost Saturday to Georgia Tech, when the Cowboys lose the way they lost Sunday night to the 49ers, SMH. And I laugh a little bit. And it's not a surprise to me at all. Does it suck? Yeah, a little bit. Does it change my mood? Not at all. Because that's not the way I live my life. it just stinks how both happened. Same weekend. But that's sports. That's part of being a fan. And I can deal with it. My alma mater's never going to change. And my favorite football team in the pros is never going to change. They've given me so many good memories. But let me talk a little bit, and I do this annually, about my attitude towards both. So recently, one of my great Todd Wright Tour golf team captains, it is a smart gentleman named John. And John was, we had some golf business. We're just sending emails back and forth. And he brings up something related to the Miami Hurricanes football team. This was weeks ago. And he stepped in it. And he stepped in the marketing term that I do not identify with. Let's roll it back. So almost 20 years ago, to try to relaunch the University of Miami football program into significance and relevance, a marketing firm with Michael Irvin paid to be involved suddenly hatched a term and a phrase. The term was, quote, the U. And the phrase was, it's all about the U. That was almost 20 years ago. I hate it. If it was just for one season, okay. We used to have teams that would have like themes for a season. Now they just roll over and over and over. I live in Tampa. Is Be the Thunder ever going to go away? For a while, like one third of pro teams had an all-in poker term, all-in as their theme. As if people can't see on social media, yeah, that's the theme of 25 other teams across the country. Nothing unique about it. So if it was 1 year, fine, I get it, and then it's gone. It still just hovers there. And people bring it up to me. And to me, that term defines the modern era of Miami Hurricane football. And it sucks. The U hasn't won shit since that term came into college football vernacular. The U hasn't won shit. They had one night against Notre Dame a handful of years ago. And notice the wheels fell off. They couldn't finish that season. They flashed 1 year under Randy Shannon. I know I went to virtually every road game at North Carolina, at UCF, at USF. Where the heck else did I go? Like two other road games I went to that particular year. And then they didn't show up in the bowl game, which they haven't for many years. The U hasn't won a national championship. The U hasn't gone to the college football playoff. The U hasn't won an ACC championship. The U does a lot of talking, not a lot of walking. And as Jimmy Johnson famously said, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. I do not identify with the U. I told John that. And I lay it out very simply. When I went to the University of Miami, when the University of Miami was winning national titles, when the Miami Hurricanes were the most dominant home field in college football. When the Canes were winning national championships, there was no, quote, the U. There was no, quote, it's all about the U, end quote. There weren't people sticking their fucking thumbs together and putting out their palms. There wasn't any of that during the five national championships. Funny how just being the University of Miami, just being the Miami Hurricanes, just being the Canes was enough. Did all their talking on the field. And it was wonderful. And then when the on-field product and off-the-field got so bad, suddenly this marketing term came into focus. And it's still there. And I can't make it any more clear. The University of Miami Hurricanes have won five national titles. The U hasn't won shit. Don't say it around me. And the talking that Miami fans and loudmouth radio, TV people, podcasters, it was the same last year going into the A&M game. Oh, we're back. Oh, Miami's back. Oh, the U is back. Bullshit. Worse joke than when Texas claimed they were back after winning a New Year's Six Sugar Bowl that wasn't in the college football playoff. The Miami talk is embarrassing. It is. It's embarrassing how fans of the Miami Hurricanes get so ahead of themselves thinking they're back when, in all honesty, annually, they just set themselves up for disappointment, like Saturday night, and one of the worst coaching decisions. And then the follow-up, that looked like the team that lost to Middle Tennessee State. Georgia Tech had lost to Bowling Green in recent weeks and pulls that game out on the road against Miami. I refuse to believe for weeks people saying, man, they may go undefeated in Tallahassee. No, they won't. No. I'm waiting for them to just play. Just prove it on the field. Instead of getting so ahead of yourself with this attitude that you're what you're not, that you're what I watched in 83, that you're what I watched as a student in 87, that you're what I watched as a student and student broadcaster in 89, that you're what I watched after just getting out of school in 91, that you're what I watched in the Rose Bowl game with Barry Zito as part of my entourage as they routed Nebraska. Until you're that, shut the F up. Or as Steve Harvey would say, and I'm talking to the Miami fan base, fuck all y'all. Do the talking on the field win games and enjoy the ride instead of getting so ahead of yourself and being disappointed and a laughing stock. Because, yeah, even I was laughing on Saturday night with how that went down. Don't identify with the U. The Miami Hurricanes won five titles. The U has won nothing. As it relates to the Cowboys, I take a lot of crap from people about the Cowboys, and sometimes I just look away and smile, and other times I'll fire back. And at the golf tournament the other day, I had a really good group of people around me that were surprised that I was so realistic about the Cowboys not winning against the 49ers. Why would I think otherwise when the last 2 years in the playoffs, one in Arlington, one in Santa Clara. Did the Cowboys show up and play their best game against the 49ers? And the answer is not even freaking close. This wasn't a playoff game, but I've said all along, this Cowboy team probably will lose to the Niners again in the playoffs. And that will be the end of an era, and we'll get to that in a moment. So why wouldn't they lose in the regular season? The Cowboys had lost 2 weeks before to Arizona. How are they going to beat the Niners on the road? How do the Cowboys win on grass? You don't hear a lot anymore about grass versus turf in terms of stats. But it cannot be ignored. In the last 23 Cowboy regular season or postseason games on grass, Dallas is 6-17. Did you catch that? 6-17. The Cowboys are not built to play their best football on a natural grass surface. It takes some of their speed and edge away. Now, there are a lot of other reasons they looked like crap against the 49ers. But one in particular is their quarterback. I like Dak. I've liked Dak for quite some time. I like that after Dak nearly had his foot fall off, he got his money. Do I think the Cowboys overspent? Yeah. What team doesn't overspend on a quarterback? Giants fans are upset about the money spent on Daniel Jones. Saints fans probably aren't thrilled right now the money they spent on Derek Carr. I still can't believe what the Ravens spent on Lamar Jackson. Although the Cardinals spending the money they spent on Kyler Murray is 5 times worse. That's the market. In my opinion, and this was another example on Sunday night, we've seen the best of Dak Prescott. He's the longest tenured quarterback with his team in the National Football League. He's not a kid anymore. I'm not saying he's old. I just think we've seen his best. I don't think he gets better. And too often, Dak Prescott is not on time with running that offense. Making throws when they need to be made. Making decisions when they need to be made. And his improvisational skills are not great. His mobility is not as good as what it was. I don't think he can be coached up any better than we've already seen him. Oh, the contract? His salary next year is not guaranteed. So if the Cowboys want to get away from Dak Prescott after this year, yeah, they can do it. Remember, they did deal for Trey Lance. They still have Cooper Rush. I'm not sure where they go. But once you've come to the conclusion that what you have isn't going to get you where you want to be, at some point you do have to try something else. And I think Dallas will be at that point at the end of the season as it relates to Dak. They changed the offensive coordinator this past year because Kellen Moore had been the voice in Dak's ear the entire time. They changed that. Mike McCarthy went to calling the play. Schottenheimer is the OC. Did not work. Does that mean McCarthy is out after this year? I don't think so, because then I think McCarthy would get next year with a different quarterback to then prove he can get to the Super Bowl again, as he did when he won with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, ironically, on the Cowboys' home field 13 years ago. That all said, for those of you who love any NFL team, if you want to throw crap at me as a Cowboy fan, I can throw back at every one of you, except two. the Steelers, and the Patriots. And you know why? Because I respect the Steelers and the Patriots have won as many or more Super Bowls than the Cowboys, and they've won one more recently. The rest of the NFL has not done those two things. And some, not even close. I just hope my teams have a better weekend this coming weekend. But I'm not overly optimistic. It's sports. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And that's enough for me today. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.